You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And that's always where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements that have been taking place throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Portfolio Manager at Portfolio Metrics, Liam Dawson, to take a look at market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Liam, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The equity market's having a green day today, despite a much weaker oil price, an oil price that touched $90 a barrel on some platforms. We still have those concerns out there in the market around what could potentially be unfolding in the Middle East, but equity markets, commodity markets, by and large, markets seemingly trying to make the most of this Tuesday.
Absolutely. And good evening, Jimmy, and to your listeners, and thanks for having me. It's been very interesting to watch it today, but almost in line with the quote that you mentioned at the beginning there by Benjamin Graham, it's very much about the risks. And the market is really struggling to try and price those risks properly because they change day to day. They change sometimes hour to hour. But you really did hit the nail on the head that oil price is the big one. And I suppose to a degree in South Africa, it's looking at the Reserve Bank on Thursday as well and what they might be doing about that oil price.
Liam, let's take a look at international markets. Equities across the board, whether we're looking at Asian markets, European markets, US markets. We know in the US's case, we are in the middle of earnings season, so we can expect that some of those earnings numbers will drive some positive sentiment, perhaps around some of the sectors that we're looking at there. But generally speaking, markets seemingly being able to shrug off a lot of the negativity that has been in the market of late. Is there anything that we have from an information perspective that we have particular reason to be optimistic about?
Absolutely. I mean, it may have snuck through last week, but the US inflation number, I think, is probably one of the biggest drivers there because, I'm not suggesting that the US Federal Reserve won't hike their rates, but certainly an easier expectation out of the Fed. Based on the inflation number that came out, it came down quite a bit lower than expectations. And we know that the US exports their monetary policy around the world. So every other central bank needs to watch that. How does that feed into global markets? Well, lower rates or easier policy rates basically means that you can see inflated equity prices. So it's risk on, keep going. But I will say that fundamentals have really backed that up. You look at the amount of money flowing into global equities. You look at the support through the AI boom and then just robust profit margins. I think we're seeing some of the highest profit margins in history. You have to say that it's quite a healthy place to be a listed corporate at the moment.
Liam, let's take a look at commodity markets. The gold price holding above that $4,000 fine ounce, it's dipped below, it's managed to maintain its ground, and that $4,000 fine ounce level kind of becoming a critical level for the gold price. We're seeing the platinum pricing stay strong, we're seeing palladium slightly recover, silver slightly recover. I guess the overall mood around this is, even with the unnerving oil price, markets are still finding other areas where potentially returns have come under pressure? Or is it just a fact that markets are adapting to the reality of the Middle East and saying that even with this reality that could potentially be with us for an indefinite period of time, there are other areas we can be looking?
Yes, exactly. The Middle East, back in March, the scenarios that were being put out were very much about how long will the war last? And in fact, we'd seen gold price higher. I think in January, February, it was up at about $5,500 per ounce. So it's quite a bit off that peak. But for South Africa, at least, bringing it back home, those are very healthy numbers to see, the $4,000 per ounce. There's been a lot of resistance there for gold holding at that level. But we mustn't forget that that's quite a elevated level to what we would have seen a number of years ago. That's the hedge against a lot of what's going on in the market, whether you subscribe to the idea of dollar debasement, whether you look at the debt around the world in governments and corporates, or even just say there's so much geopolitical risk here, we don't know what'll happen. For South Africa, if we look at the oil price, that's the thing that hurts us as a consumer. But the gold price is what's boosting the government's or treasury's tax collections, both gold and platinum. So the uncertainty globally certainly hurts us perhaps in one pocket, but it benefits us a little on the other as governments are able to provide a little bit of relief, hopefully, to some of the consumers in various policies that they may have.
Liam, before I let you go, can we take a look at the rand against the US dollar? The dollar basket holding strong. There's still a clear interest in trading US dollars, or at least in holding US dollars at the moment. But at the same time, the rand also still below 16.50, not giving back too much against the greenback and strengthening against the other major currencies as well. What do we make of the rand's resilience in this week that has an interest rate decision coming?
I think it can be attributed to a number of things. I'm not sure we have enough time to go through all of it, but high commodity prices, good tax collections by the government, a credible central bank, Operation Vulindlela coming through with their growth and policy reforms. We've seen a number of things slowly speeding up that flywheel. And I think that we're experiencing it that even with this this risk off in a global context, the rand is holding quite steady. And that's a pretty good measure of where South Africa is at the moment, especially in an environment that's, to an extent, favoring emerging markets. We're benefiting for a change.
It's always nice to be on the receiving end of some positive market movements, and hopefully those market movements will continue. For now, we'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Liam Dawson, Portfolio Manager at Portfolio Metrics, joining us to share his thoughts on markets and some of the driving factors behind them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.